starts recording.
Hi everyone, it's Jo, and I'm just going to contribute to the topic that Tanya Contrary-Tan has raised about body language, and I think it's a very interesting one for visually impaired people. So I hope lots of you will jump on board and comment about this and give your opinions. Now, I'm going to give my kind of instinctive thoughts, you know, the first thoughts that are in my mind, and I may come back at a later date when I've had more time to think about it. I think body language is important. Now, I've no sight at all. I've had sight, not full sight, but I have had some sight and lost it. And I think if somebody is talking to me, you can hear from them, you know, you can hear from the voice if they're facing you or if they're looking at you. And I think that's important, because if they weren't, I would be thinking that they weren't giving me their attention and they weren't concentrating on our conversation. So I think it's important that even though I can't see them, that they still are looking at me, which shows that they're attentive, you know, that they are paying attention to what we're saying. And if somebody was turned away, I would consider it rude. And you can tell that as a VI, generally, you know, that someone is paying attention to what you're saying. So I think that's important. I think body language, can sort of describe what somebody's saying. I mean, some people speak very much with their hands. I know people who do that. So obviously we can't see that. I think facial expressions are more important, because I think it's very important to, you know, because you can tell, somebody can say something and sound quite serious, but they could be smiling, and now you wouldn't see the smile, so you wouldn't necessarily know that they were having a joke with you. So that side of, that's not really body language as such, I suppose. But the other side of it is it important for visually impaired people to use body language? And I think it is. I think it's very important. I think we should try and look at people if we can. I know that, you know, for a lot of us, you can't get direct eye contact. That's not going to happen. But to look as though you're interested in what somebody's saying, you know, don't sit kind of slumped and don't put your kind of head down on your chest, because that, you know, it looks like you're not paying attention. I do know we did an interview with somebody for the SVOPA podcast last year, and he was saying that he actually got a friend of his to video him. His friend was a filmmaker, I think, or something like that, and he got him to video him and then give a critique on it and tell him how he was using his body language, what he was doing that wasn't good and what he was doing that was okay. And he said it was quite hard to listen to, because his friend was very honest and did tell him where he was going wrong, but he said it served him well, and he managed to improve the way he held himself, even the way he held his hands, you know. Because I know some people sort of curl their hands in, and his friend kind of was able to tell him what sighted people would do. I think particularly if you've been blind from birth, because you've not really seen what other people do, the way other people use their hands, the way other people sit, the way they, their head position or anything like that. So I think it's important that parents and friends and things, in a nice way, of course, help somebody who's visually impaired to use correct body language, you know, and to kind of tell them in a nice way. You've got to be very tactful about it, I think, but to tell them if they're doing something that makes them look a little bit, that, you know, that makes them look like they're not paying attention, or makes them look different, I suppose. And that probably sounds wrong, but I think it is important for us to make an effort, because we are considered different anyway, and people will treat us different. Not everybody, but people will treat us different. And if we've got other things going on other than our sight loss, so we've got bad body language, you know. 20% of battery remaining. Dismiss. Sorry about that, low battery. If we've got, you know, odd body language going on that makes us look different again, then it just adds to the things that you've got to deal with anyway. So I think body language is important, and I think we should make an effort. And I don't think there's anything wrong with asking people, ask a close, you know, ask a brother or sister, ask a parent, ask a really close friend to help you, to tell, you know, do I look okay? Am I holding my head right? You know, do other people do this? Do other people have their hands like this? Or can you, you know, just look at me and tell me, am I doing okay? Do I look okay? And you know, and because I mean, I know Rob, my husband, is fully sighted, and he will see things in some visually impaired people, and he'll say he will notice body language that is common to visually impaired people and that sighted people don't do. And that's really interesting for me, because sometimes I'll say to him, well, you know, try and explain what you mean, and he'll pick up on things, you know, because he'll look round and he'll say, well, they do that, and you know, and somebody sighted wouldn't do that necessarily. And you know, and generally speaking, I think it's more so somebody who's been blind from birth, because they've never seen other people's body language. So I think it is important. And you know, perhaps it shouldn't be as important as it is, but I do think it is. But I think if we're going to help each other with it, I think we've got to be tactful about it and do it in a friendly way and a compassionate way, really, and not just say to somebody, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing that, and you know, you look really odd doing that, because that's not going to achieve anything. But I do personally think that it's important. I'm very self-conscious. I'm a very self-conscious person. I hate looking different. I get very self-conscious about the way my eyes look, because I've had a lot of operations over the years, and I do have some scarring, and you know, anything that makes me look different is a no-no for me. So I do try to the best of my ability to kind of blend in. I don't like to stand out in a crowd. And some people would say that that's, you know, that I'm kind of too far the other way, a bit too self-conscious maybe. But you know, but I think it's just me and I can't help it, but I do think it's important. But that is just my opinion, and I'd be very interested to hear what other people think about this subject. So please join in and you know, try and get a discussion going, because I dare say there'll be people who have totally different ideas to me. And maybe when I've thought about it a bit more, I'll come back with some more thoughts on it. And I might even talk to Rob about it and see what he has to say from a sighted person's point of view. Anyway, I'm going to go for now. But thanks for listening, and take care, and I'll speak to you all soon.